You're listening to the National Student Radio Conference Podcast.
Hello, this is Fran for the SRA podcasting team for the SRA Con 2013. I'm here with James Stodd from Jack FM. You look after all the marketing there and the branding, is that right?
Well, I'd look after producing all the audio content, but we're such a small team, we all get involved in different areas, really.
So, I mean, like, that just shows how kind of what marketing kind of covers. Lots of people think it's just a logo, but like at Jack FM, what kind of elements do you think about when you're thinking about marketing and branding?
With Jack, it's all about it's the brand attitude, it's the brand feel, and pretty much we'd never put anything on air that didn't fit that brand. So it's thinking about what the brand represents and the attitude that you deliver it in. On the South Coast, whenever a sponsor comes on board, if they fit the brand and they buy into what the brand's about, then we'll try and deliver their sponsorship messages in a Jack FM way, which would be more of a joke or a bit more topical, a bit more humorous, and it's keeping the balance right. So because our sort of main voice is very much the station as well, it's just making sure we're not overloading the listeners with too much.
So when you're thinking up campaigns, what are the first kind of steps that you're thinking about when you're starting a new campaign and how you're going to brand it?
I like to say it's trying to tell a story, but quite often it's a bit more organic than that. So if we're doing a campaign for a promotion, it's just how you develop the sound of it and the story it tells. You know, so we were running, you know, Do You Know Jack at the moment, which essentially is a mystery voice competition, but in a Jack way. You know, it's not no one famous. It's just any old listeners, essentially, that we've recorded. And the way we make the promos run, we can quite easily change a line to talk about the listeners or to talk about something topical very easily. So we do it in a slightly more unexpected way. It's also, you know, using music in a different way. Sometimes, you know, we'll start with something quite dramatic and then break down into a sort of cheesy bed or an old 70s TV theme, you know, and then go back for no real reason. But it's the case of all of these elements together, whether it be music or the voices or the things they're talking about, relate to the listener.
For students station that's thinking about rebranding, what sort of a motto or a mantra that a station manager or a station sound producer should keep in mind when they're designing their content for next year?
I think it's about who the station is meant to be talking to. You know, what's in it for. I hate to quote this, but what's in it for the listener? You know, actually, it's that sort of who cares filter, you know, you put things through. Do they actually care about it? Or, you know, is it relatable to their lifestyle, or is it relatable to them? And I think, you know, it's an interesting point raised. You know, these stations, really, when they run well, should be really diverse stations. They shouldn't be one particular format. And so they need to sound coherent, but also individual. And I think there's a real opportunity in student radio stations, you know, certainly with station sound, to do something different and to be a little bit more off the wall and to be far more creative. You know, there's no point emulating Radio 1 or Capital or even Jack FM necessarily, you know, because that's not right for the station. But you've got an opportunity to do things differently, because essentially, whilst it's good for a station sound producer to show they can make those sort of things, it's actually more about the creative ideas that you have. So I think what tends to stand out in the station sound's marketing entries are things that are a bit different. You know, we can all hear fantastically produced music promos which sound as good, if not better sometimes, than, you know, the ones you may hear on Kiss or Capital. But it's the funny, creative, off-the-wall promos that you don't expect, which actually, for me, work better, you know, because actually that's showing that you've got the ability to be creative in different ways, you know. So I think it's the ability to come up with program ideas that are different, marketing ideas that are simple or different as well. You know, one of the examples from URN was the Hallward Fever campaign, which essentially was the premise that if students get stressed near exams, so they create a diagnosis tool for the symptoms, and essentially they give them the result of, you know, to get relief from the symptoms, you need to listen to the radio station, or if you really are stressed, then talk to the university helpline. So actually, it's a quite serious message, but it's a fantastic marketing idea, and the fact that they did it and they backed it up online, it worked really well. So
brilliant, loads of ideas there. So make sure you bear all that in mind when you're putting your awards packages together for the upcoming season.
And check the spelling, yes. Please.
Thanks very much.
Remember to use hashtag SRACon to join the discussion.